Amen. Praise God. We are such a privileged people. God is so awesome in who He is, what He has done. I want to talk about, we've been driving there, getting there. I want to talk about there is a name. There is a name. Talk about name. What He has done for us, amen, and what we have in that name, glory to God. It is so precious, so awesome. Glory to God. Let me get there. There is a name. Amen. There is a name. And what we will do, we will go ahead and dismiss the children to the nursery. And I want you to get your Bible, open it to three opening. That is Ephesians, Philippians, and Hebrews. Three openings. And that is Ephesians chapter 1, Philippians chapter 2, and Hebrews chapter 1. Amen. Hallelujah. The first scripture, I just thought it was real good the way it said it, says it. I'm going to read Ephesians 1 from the New Living, and then we'll switch over to the King James. All right? Listen to it. There is a name. Ephesians 1:17, asking God, the glorious Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you a spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you may know, so that you may grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand, the confident hope He has given to those He called His holy people, who are His rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. Believe Him, brother. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he's far above any rule or authority or power or leaders or anything else, not only in this world but also in the world to come. And He had put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is His body. I want to say that again. And the church is His body. It is made full and complete by Christ. It is made full and complete by who fills all things everywhere with Himself. Now, in this passage of scripture, He got that name by conquest when He defeated, which we're going to talk about, when He defeated the principalities and powers. Amen. Now listen to Philippians chapter 2, I said, didn't I? 2:5. Let this mind be in you. I'm reading from the King James. Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in a fashion as a man, he did what? Humble himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has what? Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And verse 10 said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So he got that name by what? Conquest. Number two, he got that name by, he was given a name. He got it by conquest, he was given a name. All right, Hebrews chapter 1, let's go there. I like this. Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he has by himself purged our sin, set down at the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better, I'm going to read that again, being made so much better than the angels, as he has, this angel, as he has by what? Inherited, obtained a more excellent name than they. He got the name by what? Conquest. He was given a name, he inherited a name. Notice, he got that name. God seems to had a name reserved for someone who would earn the right to inherit that name. All right, now listen to this. I want you to go back to Ephesians chapter 1, because that's where we're going to start this morning. Hallelujah. If you have the Amplified Bible, go ahead and put it up there. And I want to start with, I think I can do it with this way. I want to start with verse 19. I can read to King James and I can get what I need from the Amplified and the starting with the 19th verse. All right? Now watch. The King James starts out on verse 17. You can go ahead and put you got it up there. It said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, now notice that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? Spirit of wisdom and what else? Revelation where? In the knowledge of him. Where? In the knowledge of him. Notice that the New Living says, I like the way the New Living says, the 18th verse. I pray that your hearts will be what? Flooded with light. Now just leave it up there. I'll get to it. Well, go ahead if you want to do it.